What's up, everybody? Roger and James here from the This Kingdom podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about A Wrinkle of Time, which came out last week. I will be honest, first off, the movie doesn't come out here till the end of next week. So that's kind of a reason why I have not seen it, because it's been delayed a couple of weeks. Now, the box office numbers came in over the weekend. It came dragged in way behind Black Panther, which has already been out for a month. It's not really been doing very well. It's underperforming. It's kind of on track to be around about the same number that Alice Through the Looking Glass and Oz the Great and Powerful movies did, which is instantly kind of throwing alarm bells up. Response to this online, the reviews have been all over the place. It's been not got a great review. I mean, I always say critic reviews is kind of hit or miss. I don't really listen too much to them because I like to make my own opinion. But also, just even terms of with the audience, you know, I've put out a question a couple of days ago on Twitter and Facebook about this, and the majority of people have not got no interest in seeing it. I've not been seeing really a very much interest in any of the merchandise stories we've been putting up on the website. There's been no movement really on that. There's not been a huge amount of merchandise, to be fair. And also, I know when a review went up on the Diz and Craig Williams, he did that one, and he put out a comment he wasn't expecting the reaction, because reading the comments on Facebook about Oprah Winfrey. So that was a bit of an odd one. But what's kind of your thoughts on this so far, on the basics of this movie?
Now, keeping in mind, I have not seen the movie, but that wasn't because of any apathy or anything like that. This weekend, I was out of town looking for places to live because I'm moving at the end of April, and I needed to find a place to live. So it was not a good weekend for me to go see the movie. I do plan to see it probably sometime this week or next week, one or the other, based on the reviews. But the thing that has kept coming up whenever I've talked about this movie with people in person, and granted this is all just, you know, personal anecdotal stuff, is that more often than not, either people are like, oh, I really liked the book as a kid, but I don't remember why. Yeah. Or I don't know what this is about. I don't know what Wrinkle in Time is. I am aware that it is a thing that is popular amongst kids, but I couldn't tell you what it is. And that seems to be the underlying theme. And I will admit, I fall into that first category. I have fond memories of the book. I know it's about Tesseracts and portals and stuff, but after that, I don't remember anything about this book at all. So I think you've got Disney fighting against, wait, what is the story? And obviously the trailers don't tell you squat. Yeah. It's a search for Chris Pine. That's all I've got out of the trailers. And two, it's a very weird looking movie, very visually oriented, but with designs that aren't immediately like, oh, I have to see what's going on with this. It's not like, say, Avatar, the James Cameron Avatar, obviously, where like, oh, the visuals are very different, but they're pretty, and I want to see these visuals. This is more like, huh, Oprah looks kind of weird. Mindy Kaling looks kind of weird. The marketing didn't quite work.
I mean, for me, I've never read the book. I'd never even heard of the book until the trailer for the movie came out. I literally was just like, what's this? So I've got no attachment to this franchise at all. So to me, it's brand new, completely fresh at the bat. It's like, the trailer, you know, it's like when I saw it on the big screen when we went to see the last Marvel movie, they had it on. I mean, it looks good. Looks like a sort of a never-ending story kind of family-friendly movie show, and it looks fun. I mean, me and my wife have said, you know, we're probably going to go see it. It's a movie that she pointed out that she wants to go see, so it's like, yeah, good. But again, it just seems like, and then it's been like this negative trail of just like, you know, reviews have not been good, and then, you know, even on my little, like, you know, on Facebook and Twitter, where, you know, we're in the Disney community, you know, lots of Disney fans. There's no buzz about it. There's no talk about it. There's no, there's a few people saying it's fine and it's good and it's a solid movie and stuff, but there's no excitement. Like when Black Panther come out, everyone was ranting and raving about how great that was. And everyone was showing pictures of them with their tickets and off to see Black Panther again. And this is fun. it doesn't feel like there's been any of that for Wrinkle of Time. And then we go into the political stuff. This movie seems to have fallen into the trap of, I'm obviously like with Oprah Winfrey. Now, be honest, Oprah Winfrey to me, over here in the UK, she's not really like, we don't see her very much at all. She's not on like mainstream television at all. She's on some random Sky channel in the middle of the afternoon. So you really have to try and find if she's even been on. She's never really been a part of our like day-to-day television network. So we don't have that association with her, especially I don't. So I just think of her as the odd person that Tom Cruise jumps up and down on his couch for. That's about it, and gives away loads of free stuff. That's pretty much, as far as I'm concerned, who she is. But there's been seems to be a big push politically about her being outspoken about stuff, and the whole of America is just in kind of all over the place in terms of politics right now. And it's almost like it's doing this the anti thing of the thing to escape real life has become like people go, no, I don't like her, so I'm not going anywhere near it.
I mean, she still is one of the most popular brands in America, but even here, she isn't an active presence. Like, she's not a visual presence. I don't even know if she has her own show at the moment, but she still does command a bit of weight. But yeah, this will sound really mean, but her relevance as a major media star, even in America, is definitely not what it used to be. You know, the things you referenced, Tom Cruise jumping on the couch, the giving away all the cars and all that was, what, 20 years ago?
Yeah.
I mean, I think those happened when I was in high school. So, yeah, give or take 20 years. And it's like these days you'd do much better off trying to get, say, Ellen DeGeneres, which worked quite well for Finding Dory. Now, granted, that was also a good movie.
Yeah.
So it had that going for it. But Oprah is still a name that commands respect and makes people pay attention. But I do think that Disney, and probably herself as well, kind of overestimated it a bit.
Yeah.
And also, by making a lot of the marketing focus on the fact that Oprah is in it, kind of misses the point a little bit, because then it makes it seem like, oh, it's an Oprah movie.
Yeah.
It's not really an Oprah movie. Her character, as near as I can remember, as near as I can tell, is actually kind of secondary. She's a guiding character. She's a fairy godmother kind of character, whereas the real hero is the young girl.
Yeah.
So
it's definitely an odd one. It doesn't feel like it's Disney have really been able to hit this one out the park. I mean, it's a shame because we're gonna talk about like Disney and their franchises in another episode later this week. But it's that thing of like we've got a new franchise and we want to start something off with a bat and we want to build something, but we don't put the weight behind it properly because we wait to see if it works before we do anything about it, see if it clicks. And it's like, you know, there's been a lot of talk about, I think, you know, it's symbolizing this and whether or not it's depressed doing it, but people are maybe that thing of they want to escape all this stuff that you're seeing all over your social media and, you know, political agendas and race and sexism and, you know, all this stuff. And they just want to enjoy a movie and escape from it all. And I think, you know, it's like all the stuff with the Oscars and stuff and, you know, trying to, it's like a lot of people just want to go see stuff, you know, they want to see stuff blow up and fights and big scenes and, you know, have a good story or have a romance or, you know, some kind of escapism. And Wrinkle of Time, you know, I'm looking and I go, well, you got some weird, great, big green monster that smiles at you and there's teleportation. It's like, it should be fun. And it's just, I don't know, just seems to be very odd. I mean, for here, we were about 2 weeks away from it. There's not really been any press really for this at all for the UK side.
First of all, I would say that, most movies are designed to be fun, but that doesn't mean that they can't be political, and it doesn't mean that they can't touch on serious issues and be good movies as well. But this might not have been the one to do it with.
No.
You know, there are a lot of very good movies that touch on important social, political topics, and not stuff that's specific to America, you know.
Yeah, like South Park the movie.
Yeah, South Park the movie.
Team America.
Honestly, Team America. I mean, but then you get stuff, you know, that deal with Irish history, Scottish history, Indian history, and these are all very good movies too. That was Asian Indian, by the way, but we also have Native American movies that are important. But point being, at the end of the day, maybe A Wrinkle in the Time isn't the one to be trying to do it with. But yeah, to put it all into a box and just say that movies should be fun. But
yeah, it seems,
this one should be.
Yeah, I think it's just, it's kind of all over the place. And it's a shame because it's like, you know, when you're looking at the slate of the 2018 Disney movies and you go, Wrinkle of Time was one of the few original movies this year from Disney of a brand new franchise that, as far as I was concerned, hadn't seen before. Everything else on this list of movies this year has a reboot or a remake or a sequel. I don't like it. In some ways, it's like, oh, come on, give us something new. It's like, you know, when they were talking, you know, it's just an odd one.
To be fair, and we'll talk about this more in that other episode you alluded to, is it's not just Disney.
No,
everybody is on the franchise, the reboots, the starting over.
Yeah,
Transformers number 25. Megatron has a hernia. I don't know. This is where, and it's not just movies either.
No.
Television shows. I mean, they freaking rebooted Spider-Man while the series was still going on, or the previous series was going on, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are doing it right now. But that's for a later episode. Yeah. This is Wrinkle in Time. I don't even know. Are we even gonna do a review of this? Because I will see it in the near future. But I mean, you're still a couple of weeks out by the time you see it.
Yeah, mate. It depends on the news of the week, but it's and again, I'm becoming a little bit lukewarm. I'm like, I want to see it, but now instead of being like a Thursday, Friday, gotta go see it because the movie's just come out. Now it's like, no, I'll wait till Meerkat Wednesday and see it half price. You know, it's that kind of, whereas like something like Infinity War is day one, see it. You know, the first 2-3 showings, I don't want it to be ruined and all the rest of it. Wrinkle of Time hasn't got that buzz.
Infinity War is coming out the weekend I'm moving. So.
Yes.
So I'm bad.
Yes. Well, you got to prioritize. You need to prioritize your life a bit better. You know, Avengers first.
Well, I did prioritize it fine, and then they changed the release date on me.
On that note, guys, we'd love to know your thoughts. Have you been to see Wrinkle of Time? Let us know what you guys think of it. If you've not seen it, let us know why you've not seen it, because that's the other thing, important thing as well. Let us know your thoughts on it. As per usual, you can check us out over at Patreon and support us from as little as $1 a month to help keep all the lights on and help put up like the audio versions of the podcasts, etc. You can find us on all the different social medias and obviously over at thiskingdom.com. You can like, follow, and subscribe on all the different platforms. And James, where can they find you?
Find me, heroiclegacy.com.
On that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.